जगर मिलन की रात होती। जाने क्या बात होती, तो क्या बात होती। सुनते हैं जब प्यार हो तो दिए जल उठते हैं, तन में मन में और नयन में दिए जल उठते हैं। आजा पिया जलते दिए बितानी तेरे साए में, साए में जिंदगानी बितानी तेरे साए में, साए में।
Hey everyone, welcome to a new episode of Chaat Masala. This is Basanti and I have my co-host with me, Paro. And we're back with like not a lot to talk about, but we're still going to do it.
Yes, we have a few things on our list. So we have some awesome gossip, I think, some new stuff. Couple of trailers. We've actually included some new music that's been released to showcase. So kind of trailers slash new music. And then we have two films to review, which is Main Aur Charles and then Shandar, which is the much awaited one.
Yeah, the one that we've been talking about and reviewing forever. Yes. Okay, so let's start with the gossip. And it's actually about Shandar, incidentally. So we will talk about our review later. But interestingly, Shandar did not do as well as everyone hoped. Like the numbers in the box office weren't very good. All the parties in the film have been reacting oddly to it. Yes. There's the director, Vikas Bahel, who did Queen. So like high expectations from him. And he's just, I think the producers are mad at him, the actors are mad at him. Did you hear about this?
Yes. So it's a little sad. And obviously, this is hard to do without actually giving the review on how we thought Shandar did. But to keep everything aside, box office numbers, it actually had a decent opening, but then it plummeted pretty quickly afterwards. So it seems like Shahid Kapoor was the first one to wash his hands off. He said the producer forced him to do the film and he had doubts on the script. And then Alia hasn't said a word. And Vikas Bahel has been basically like, I don't, you know, look back. I, you know, back on my failures. I only want to move forward. And he doesn't want to talk about it. So it's a pretty sad thing because I felt like everybody put in equal effort, regardless of how it turned out. It's just a sad thing that they would do that to a movie.
Actually, she did talk about it a little bit at the Mami Red Carpet. I think some reporter asked her about it and she said, it's my first failure. Which I think is crazy. And I looked that up, so that's true, that this is actually Oliver's first.
That is insane.
I know, she's commercially very successful.
But and she's 12.
Said, yeah. I was like, no, she's not. But yeah, yeah, we're exaggerating, but she's very, very young.
Yes, very young.
You know, maybe she's 27, side note. Anyway.
We do have a side note story about Alia Bhatt and SRK doing a movie together. So that's the new 50 and the new 12 doing a movie together.
Oh my gosh, I know. We have to get into that a little bit because I have so many things to say about that. But anyway, so she did talk about it and she said, I'm, you know, dealing with it. I'm a little upset, but I'm moving on. It's my first failure. But then there was this blind item by Rajiv Masand where it's blind, but yes, it's obvious that he's talking about Shandar. And he says something like, he mentions her and he says that she got really upset about it and she called a friend crying. And interestingly, even while doing the movie, everyone involved knew that it was not going to turn out to be good.
I also read somewhere that Shahid has hired a script reader, I guess, to review all scripts before he accepts them, so that he doesn't go Ranbir's route. So supposedly Ranbir's done that too. So it's just a sad, sad story about Shandar, even though everybody seemed really excited about it going in.
Yeah. And I mean, like, we'll talk about this a little more in the review, but I don't think the script was a failure. I just think there was some odd elements to it. And what I liked about Vikas Behel is that he does, like, Queen was a little revolutionary, and I felt like Shandar could have been that too. I just think that, I mean, you take a chance on things, you take risks and they fail, and sometimes they fly. So anyway, I don't like that he's getting all this hate and people are like, did you really make Queen? Like, come on. Okay, yes. He did really make Queen. He put Kangana on the map. Like, give him some credit. But anyway, that's the story about Shandar.
Yes. And the next one we've got on the list is Shah Rukh Khan turning 50.
We should also talk about Shah Rukh Khan turning 50 and Alia turning 12.
I know.
But yes, he's turning 50.
Well, he turned 50, right?
Yeah, he turned 50. He turned 50 today. But that's so exciting. And it's funny because I just watched the fan trailer. And you see all these fans going nuts outside Shah Rukh Khan's house. And then, like, in the movie. And then I also saw a video of him, like, coming home tonight. And, like, there were, like, lanterns up in the air.
Yes.
Losing it. So he's not lost any fans.
No.
And he's 50.
No. So the way his day went is, so he was on the cover of Vogue. So it says, happy birthday, Mr. Khan. And he's with some Australian / Indian. I don't know who she is, but some model. But she looks so different. You know, we really didn't need her. But the fact that he could pull it off with that skinny little model is amazing. But the Vogue article or the pictures in Vogue, or at least the ones they released, looked really, really good. So he's definitely not lost his sex appeal.
Yep.
Then he released the fan teaser 2 introducing Gaurav trailer as well on Twitter, I think. And so we'll talk about that later on. And then he got home and then Gauri Khan posted a picture of just him and his family cutting a cake and saying it's just us today for his 50th. So it seemed like he had a good day all around.
Yeah, and he deserves it. Like, I'm so glad that I still love watching him in films. You know, I have mixed emotions about everyone else in that age group. Even Aamir Khan, like, I don't look forward to it as much as I do Shah Rukh Khan. Like, there's something about him and his personality. It's funny, I was watching that DDLJ tribute thing.
Yes.
And in that, someone was like, he was talking about how fans come up to him and say, I want a Raj. And then he's like, well, you know, I'm Raj. Like,
of course he is.
Raj is my personality. and then I was thinking about, yeah, that's why you're so big. Like, there's something so magnetic about his personality. And, you know, even we talked about the speech he gave, like, just everything. He's intelligent, good looking. And
I think you're pointing it to something where none of his contemporaries in that age group. So Salman Khan, and we'll talk a little bit about that with the new release, new song release of Prem Rathan Dhanpayo. They've lost the vulnerability that SRK has kept. And same thing with Aamir Khan, as you said. There's something about them that's become so robotic and so structured that SRK just is able to bring himself a little bit, which has a bunch of flaws. And of course, he's the one who really started playing the characters with negative aspects to it, right? So nobody's perfect, even if he's a hero. And I think he just lives that in real life, and that's what brings him closer to his fans.
Yeah, and I remember watching this in one of his interviews where he's like, nobody thinks I'm a good actor, and everybody thinks, even though I prepare copious notes with my director and then, like, talk to them about my character, nobody ever believes it. But then I think about films like, even as recently as, like, Rab Ne Bana Di Jodi, or, you know, even, like, Happy New Year and Veer Zara and DDLJ and, like, all of the films, Chak De, Swadesh, like,
yes.
He's played... I never feel like it's really the same guy. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know how to explain it. I always get an Aamir Khan feel with every movie where I feel like Gajni and Three Idiots all have the same look.
Mm-hmm,
and then even Salman Khan, more with Salman Khan than anyone else.
Aamir Khan,
and then,
yes.
Yeah, and then Akshay Kumar too. And then I look at Shah Rukh Khan and it's just, I mean, I feel like he's a great actor.
He is, definitely. So here's a happy 50 to SRK.
Love you.
I know, we do love you. And we are probably your fans forever, like, just like the trailer that you just posted. We don't have pictures of you all over the our rooms, but we really at some point
we probably did. yeah. So happy birthday. Have a great day, week, year. And we're looking forward to all of your films.
Yes.
Even the one with Alia Bhatt.
So the next one we have is, so there's obviously, this is not a new trend, but the dub smash trend has been going around. And the latest victim, if I can say that, is Prem Rathan Than Payo.
Yeah, so I've been actually following Sonam on Instagram, and I actually, you know how much I don't like the song. We talked about this last time, the Prem Rathan Than Payo song. But she's been posting all these videos from people all over the country, all over the world, like all over the world, people who can't even speak Hindi, and they're dancing and dub smashing to the song. And I think it's such a great promotional tool. And then most recently, there were celebrities doing it.
Yes, so this was when everybody was fasting and probably a little cranky. So there was a Karwa Chauth kind of party slash waiting for the moon event in Anil Kapoor's house. And so there was Sridevi, Raveena Tandon, Mahima Chaudhary, Neelam Kothari, as well as Shilpa Shetty and a lot of other actresses. And supposedly Sonam got them in there to do the dub mash for Prem Rathan Than Payo song. So there's one, a very cute one, which got viral, which is Sridevi and Shilpa Shetty. They looked adorable.
How cute are they? And how gorgeous are they? Yes. Anyway,
if Prem Rathan Than Payo was done by them, I think I would like it.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, you guys can totally do this movie. And, you know, Sonam is just too, I don't know, quirky to play that role. But anyway, it was awesome to see all of these celebrities and even just like normal people, Zumba classes across the world, like dancing to it. I think the first dub smash marketing tool I saw was Dil De Rakhne Do, when they did like dialogue dub smash.
Yes. Ranveer did a few. Yeah,
of like saying Anil Kapoor's dialogue. Yes. And I know I saw one with Priyanka and Ranveer. So I just feel like it's a great way to promote it. Like, even though I couldn't stand the song, I watched all these dub smashes and I'm excited to see more. So it's a good marketing tool, and I feel like it's created some buzz for the movie.
I think so. And this, you know, as I said, there was, especially in that party, it seemed like it was all about Prem Rathan Than Payo, because there was about five dub smashes that came out of that. So there was a few. There was one with Sridevi and Shilpa Shetty, but then the others were Shilpa Shetty, Neelam, Mahima, and there was a few that I probably don't even, I'm not even recalling. So there were, in total, I think there was five or six that came out of that party. So good going, Sonam. You really know how to market it, your product.
Yeah, definitely. I've been like kind of surprised at how much I look forward to them. So yeah, good stuff, Sonam.
Great. So the last one on the list is, so we talked about these link ups, these rumors, and in most cases, we don't bring them up unless there's continuous news articles about them and we are like, huh, there's something going on. So first one is Kangana and Hrithik.
So we heard a little bit of a gossip thing happening when Krish 3 was coming out, that Kangana and Hrithik, fresh from a divorce, and Kangana single, were hooking up, and then they broke up because Hrithik was unable to commit to Kangana and she wanted to like take things further. And again, this rumor came up this week because at the Mommy red carpet event, I think Varun and Alia and a bunch of other young stars were hanging out. And then they noticed that Hrithik and Kangana were like keeping a distance from each other.
It's interesting that the other rumor we have is connected to Hrithik also. So what we have is Arjun and Suzanne. So the latest rumor, so obviously we talked a little bit about it, you know, the blind item that came out that Suzanne was in a relationship with Hrithik's best friend. And everybody turned the eyes to Arjun because he was also kind of, there was another item which talked about his not so happy marriage with Meher.
And his involvement with Suzanne. Like
exactly.
Affection. Yeah.
Yeah. So there was obviously some rumors going on. And then the latest one is that Arjun is shooting a movie and he flew down to see Suzanne for her birthday.
Yeah, I don't know what to believe because it's hard for me to believe it. But I mean, I guess if it keeps coming up, it's something I guess we also should bring up. I mean, in the gossip section.
I know, and it's a little bit sad, but there's definitely something going on. And obviously, both of them are now single. They can, you know, they can do whatever they want. Not that they couldn't do before. Nobody was stopping them. But
I don't think Arjun and Meher are divorced, though.
I don't think so either.
Or separated. Yeah,
no,
so
they're not.
They're not both single, but I mean, I don't know what's happening.
There's definitely something cooking out there.
Yeah, I saw this picture actually that was making the rounds on Twitter. It had Arjun, Meher, Suzanne, Gauri, Shahrukh, and Priyanka in the photo. And Priyanka is like snuggling up to Gauri and they're all sitting with each other. It was just like the weirdest photo. Yes. Because I mean, how fast do relationships change in the industry?
And nobody in that picture are friends anymore.
Except for, I think, Suzanne and Gauri.
Maybe. I haven't seen them in a while.
I mean, they have a business together. So if they're not getting along, that would be horrible. But it was just sad because now we have all of these feuds. I know Arjun and Shahrukh don't talk anymore. I know Arjun and Meher, there may be problems. And then Arjun and Suzanne, there may be more.
And Priyanka is like, and like Gauri are not. Priyanka.
Yeah, Priyanka and Gauri are not cuddling, that's for sure. So it was just like kind of weird to see. I also found some old tweets from Karan Johar about Priyanka saying like nice things about her. It's just a weird industry, man. Like things change so quickly.
I know. No, this is it's an incestuous industry. So we just have to kind of keep an eye and see who's hanging out with who now.
I know. This would be like really good for like a social experiment.
All right. So that is the end of our gossip section. We have some new trailers / new songs to talk about. So we'll see you after this song break. Some new trailer. So we touched upon Fan. That was the teaser. It was not officially called the trailer. So the teaser 2, Introducing Gaurav, was released by Shah Rukh Khan on his birthday. Very appropriate. So this is due to be released on 15th April in 2016. It's directed by Manish Sharma. So he's the band Baja Bharat guy. And of course, produced by Aditya Chopra. And of course, the actor is SRK, as in and as Fan.
Did it give you like Billu Babar sort of feels? Like, you know, this fan and this mega star. And anyway, it gave me those feels. And it was very weird because this was like real footage of Shah Rukh Khan.
Yes.
And it was like interspersed with like all of this weird facial warping of like this person who was, you know, being played by Shah Rukh Khan.
Yes.
But yeah, it was interesting. I'm definitely looking forward to that.
I really liked it. So I've been trying, you know, the first teaser released was just the back. It was a voiceover and it was the back of Shah Rukh Khan. I think it was outside Mannat and it was just, you know, it was kind of showing from his shoulder angle where all of these people were waiting for him. So the first teaser didn't really give much. The second teaser, I felt like, Shah Rukh Khan looks amazing as the fan, so Gaurav. Because they've definitely done something. He looks younger. And it's almost like those people. And I've always wondered, because there was in the 70s, there was this guy who was Amitabh Bachchan's lookalike. And he was, you know, that was his fame. He was Amitabh Bachchan's lookalike. And he was there in a lot of movies where he kind of played Amitabh Bachchan's sidekick, or sometimes he just played in behalf of Amitabh Bachchan. So
like a spoof, yeah.
Yeah, and so I've always wondered about those guys. And so they kind of made Shah Rukh Khan look like a spoof of Shah Rukh Khan, which I think was amazingly done. And he looks much younger. So yeah. In the when Gaurav walks out in his in the show or a play or whatever that was, I couldn't quite tell. But it was amazing how he looked, because it is Shah Rukh Khan. And then you start hearing the voice moderated to become Shah Rukh Khan as the time goes by. So I'm super curious. I thought it was, you know, it looked more interesting than I had originally thought Fan would be. I felt like it was more of a documentary, whereas this felt more like a story of this guy who is in love with Aryan Khanna, I think is Shah Rukh Khan's name in the movie.
Yeah, and what was interesting also is that I couldn't tell if it was like a, what kind of a movie it was. Like, mm-hmm. It had a dark feel.
Yes.
And that made me a little bit like, I mean, it made me more interested in the trailer, but I couldn't see where it was going. They also had a logo released for the film where they write Fan, and then the letters start breaking apart.
Yes.
Which I thought was interesting again, because it made it seem very dark and...
Sharma sometimes does that, where he kind of takes you to the edge a little bit. Like, you know, he has a very flowery film and then suddenly he takes you a little bit to the edge. So I am curious about this whole, because it is as mass produced as it can be. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, definitely. It's a YIF film. So yeah, looking forward to this. Shah Rukh Khan looks great and he's pushing himself. He's not doing what everybody else does, where they get comfortable in one role. So he's pushing himself. It reminded me a little bit of the Luba, but again, that was like a comedy, you know? So this is just going to be different. So excited to watch it.
Yes.
The next one we have is Tamasha's new song. It's called What, What, What? Or like What, What, What? It's written like W-A-T, so I don't know how to pronounce
it. It's supposed
that.
To be with that Haryanvi accent. What, What, What?
Yeah, so it just released and it's called What, What, What? What did you think?
I actually thought, okay, so first, A.R. Rahman, you can tell as soon as Tamasha released their first song, I was like, okay, there's some beat to these songs and they're going to be different. I like that about A.R. Rahman. The song itself is actually almost before he meets Deepika. So this is a little bit about Ranbir's previous life where what made him, you know, because the whole movie is about him. He had a dud life or... not an exciting life, a very, very straightforward, sad life. And then he goes to Corsica for a trip and meets Deepika and life changes. So this was kind of his life before Corsica. And I thought that it was a, you know, nice, again, it gives me hope for this movie because each song they release is something very different from the other one. So this is not like, you know, Heer Badi Sad Hai, which has Deepika frustrated and mad, but has a comic angle to it. This one's more about his life as, pre-Deepika, or, you know, what made him what he is.
Yeah, but the only thing that I didn't like about the song is that with the trailer and with the other songs that released, including Matar Gashti, I didn't know where the film was going. And with this, I kind of know what it's going to do. Like, I know that he's unhappy with his life, goes to Corsica, comes back, gets back into his life. Deepika comes, and then in the end he leaves his life that he was unhappy with and then goes back with Deepika or something, you know, like,
yes,
that's what I feel like it's gonna happen. So like in the beginning, when the trailer released, I still didn't know whether he was like, you know, just taking a vacation, you know, and like liked his life, but this whole angle about him hating engineering and still, yes, you know, like all of that, I was just like, oh man, this
too
is
much.
Like too much information, yes, and also takes away from the story. Like, I was really intrigued by the trailer because I thought, you know, like, is he like this dark person? Is he like, you know, like, is there something else going on here? What's happening? And even in like the scenes in the Heer Badi Sad Hai, where, you know, they sit down and they're looking away from each other on the table and they're with the head on the table and then,
yes,
she touches his head.
She's crying her guts out.
Yeah, it was just so cool. And you're like, why is he not like going with her? And then this song kind of ruined the story for me because I'm like, I know what's going to happen.
Oh,
and it's like,
I can see
lame.
That. I can see that.
Like this whole engineering angle, I'm like, yes, like, you know, I know what's going to happen. So that was my only thing. I like the song. Yes. It's not my favorite, but it definitely has A.R. Rahman
feel to it. Yeah. And obviously it goes in the Tamasha angle. I actually didn't think Matar Gasti, or however you pronounce that one, was a very A.R. Rahman. But this one and here and the original one that they put out with the trailer all kind of give me A.R. Rahman.
Yeah. So excited for it still, because I'm excited to see these two together. But not a big fan of the song.
Or what it gave out.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so the next one is our favorite. We've been talking so much about this. So they have a new song. So already did the trailer review before, where we won the biggest fans. But the new song is Jab Tum Chalo, and it's obviously got Salman and Sonam, It's in a very fairy tale like setting, which the whole movie is, but it kind of gave me a sense of Hum Dil De Chuke Sanam, kind of like where she was dressed up and kind of going after him.
Yeah. Again, I feel like these two are mismatched. And this Sonam does this thing when she's not comfortable in a role, when it doesn't. I mean, she didn't do this in Aisha and she didn't do this in Delhi 6, where, you know, the character she's playing have that quirk, so she doesn't. Like, she doesn't have to, but I feel like her personality is larger than the roles she plays sometimes, where, like, if she's supposed to be a sweet girl, she does it by, like, smiling really big or something, or, like, laughing really
big.
Yeah,
I feel like...
And I don't believe it.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I feel like when you say it's a mismatch, it is a mismatch, but I think it's more of a mismatch in my perspective from Salman's perspective, because I feel like this is where his wrestler movie, Sultan, and Prem Ratan Dhan Pai are clashing, because he has been, you know, I've heard about the crazy diets he's going through to for Sultan, and how he has to build up a wrestler body. That's what that song looks like. He looks like he's a wrestler and she looks like she's in danger.
Like, maybe.
It's just bad. And she's almost desperate in the song. We're running after him and he's very... I don't know what he's doing with those notes. There was no connection between the two. It literally looked like the sister and brother. Not even sister and brother, like uncle and
niece. No connection, yeah.
Yeah, uncle and niece or something.
But okay, but think of like Amrita Rao in a role like that. And I feel like she would have been able to like at least convince us, you know? There's just something that is not, you know what it is? They are both insincere in those roles.
It's just their connection. They have no chemistry. And yeah. Unfortunately, Suraj Barjatya could not get it out. I don't know if that existed then.
Yeah, and also, just beyond their chemistry, maybe if they both were playing, like, the people that they truly are and their personas outside of this movie, which is so huge. Like, it's so huge to overcome, you know?
Yes.
And maybe if they were playing more personalities that were more like they are in real life, we would have been able to buy a love story between them. But now it's like... Everything is wrong.
And he's
right?
Too big. He's too big for any, like that. Like literally, the dress he's wearing is going to come off his, you know, and it's not even supposed to be tight. Like his shoulders look like it's just bad. It's really bad. And it's funny because I saw a picture of Aamir Khan for his wrestler movie, Dangal, I think it's called. And he literally looks exactly like Salman. And that's when I'm like, okay, there, he's been working out so much for that movie, both of them. That's why Salman Khan is looking this bad in a romantic role.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm really upset about the casting. I just feel like anyone else could have saved it. Like, I know we talked about Vivaah last time, but like imagine those kinds of people in it, you know?
Just you need warmer people who are a little bit more vulnerable. There's no vulnerability in either of them, and I feel like Sonam is literally drowning in all her jewelry and stuff. Like, there's no Sonam in there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I agree. So we have only bad reviews this time.
I know. It's a very sad situation.
Yeah, but we're hoping to get excited. So like prove us wrong with like the next song, you guys. Last on the list is this thing that I've been actually, I saw a lot about on Twitter.
On Facebook too. Like it kept releasing different aspects of it. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's Angry Indian Goddesses. So I'm not sure what is. I think it's a movie, right?
Yes. So I think what happened is that they initially did a small release for TIFF in September, and it got a lot of reviews, and so now I think they're trying to get the budget together for an all India release sometime in the end of 2015.
Yeah, so a lot, just watching the trailer, a lot of people I really like. So there's Sarah Jane Diaz, who's like one of my favorites, Anushka Manchanda, who I really like, and Sandhya Mridul, who I have not seen in a very long time, and I was always excited about her. So it looks interesting. I'm not really sure what the story is, except that they're all these Indian women, and then I think they're just done with society.
Yes.
Currently the mood.
Well, I think it was... So it's funny because when I first saw it, I wasn't sure if it's comic or not. So, I felt... Here are the things that I thought was interesting. One... all of them, I like a group of women in Bollywood coming together. So meaning not because it's a woman and feminist movement or anything like that, purely because most of the movies we see, like Dostana or even Dil Chahta Hai. It's got a, you know, bunch of guys kind of hanging out and exploring different avenues and different lifestyle, even Rock On, if you will. So I like the idea of like just, you know, having kind of like a Western take on it, like Sex and the City or Girls. Not that dramatic, but something like that.
Something Indian.
Yeah. Right? So yeah. I like that because they all came from different aspects. So at least that's what the trailer will believe or will make you believe. The other thing I thought was interesting is that they were in the trailer, they looked so mad at life that I feel like it was kind of like a, almost like a spoof or like a funny aspect to what's happening in India right now. Like women are getting mad about everything. So I thought there was some angle to it, which maybe it doesn't exist, but that's what I felt like because they were just over the top mad. And so I thought there might be some spoof angle to it, which I have no basis to, you know, I have no way to know if it's true or not, but that's what I thought was interesting.
Interesting.
Huh. We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see.
And the fact that it's called Angry Indian Goddesses, you know, like when women go like mad. Over the top
but,
mad.
But maybe the mad is justified in this
maybe
case,
but I don't know.
We'll see. Maybe you are seeing what we want to see, each of us.
Yes.
maybe that's why the movie will do well. But anyway, we'll see how it goes. I really like the actresses in it. I'm glad it got good reviews at TIFF, so it should be good, and I'm definitely going to watch that one.
So that brings us to the end of new trailers / new music releases. We will be back with two film reviews, Shandar and May or Charles, after this music break. छोरिया से नयन वलड़ा वतु 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 वलड़ा वतु 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 उड़त चिड़िया के हल्दी रगड़ के लगा वतु 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 वलगा वतु 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 चमक छोरिया से नयन वलड़ा वतु 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 वलड़ा वतु 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 So we are now back with our film review. So the most awaited. So to be honest, Basanti and I have waited for this movie for a long time. Not primarily because there hasn't been a good movie in a while, or at least good, you know, nice, easy, romantic comedy kind of movie, which Bollywood is known for in a while. So Shandar was released, I think, not last Friday, the Friday before, and it's obviously directed by Vikas Pahal, and it's got a bunch of actors, actually. So it's got Shahid Kapoor, Alia Bhatt, Sana Kapoor, as well as Pankaj Kapoor. So it's almost like a Kapoor family together.
Right. Yeah. So we were looking forward to it. I was really looking forward to it. I have a massive crush on Shahid Kapoor. So it was funny because I went in with all of these expectations and then it was just super weird. I know that we've talked about this in our gossip section, but there was just something about the way the story was told. I liked the characters. I liked Shahid Kapoor's characters. I liked Alia's characters. I wish we had delved more into that. And I wish that Vikas Behal had just focused on that instead of all of these weird things that he did on the side, like the weird animations. I thought it started interestingly with Alia's animation of growing up, but then he would just insert these weird psychedelic things in the middle and I'm like, what is happening? So yeah, I did not like it. I kind of felt really cheated by the movie because I liked the characters and then I was just like, why aren't you giving me a story with them?
It's crazy because so it's funny being in the Bollywood industry, if we can call ourselves that. So we, you know, we review films. And so I'm always, before I went for the movie, I heard a bunch of reviews, which were not great. But I honestly liked it. I thought it was definitely quirky and weird, but I felt like it was very light and fluffy, which was great. It was trying to, I actually liked the relationship between Shahid and Alia. I know the whole relationship was about Shahid, Pankaj Kapoor and Alia. I don't think that was explored really as well. But for me personally, I thought Shahid and Alia played the characters really well. The script, I know, has been blamed a lot, which I personally think the script was fine. It's just that it was trying to create a little bit more Hum Aapke Hain Kaun feel almost with all the different things of the marriage, which went a little overboard. Like, I didn't understand why we had to have the black and white night or whatever that was called. Like, there was a few things in there that was just randomly thrown in. And I thought the mushroom scene was hilarious. And you know, when they all had mushrooms or whatever, you know, pot, yeah. I guess, I don't know what it was, some mushroom. Kind of psychedelic. But regardless, I honestly thought the movie was great. It was light and easy. I think in the, you know, previous podcast, we did talk about Shandar a little bit about when the trailer was released. And I said, I'm dying for a light, fluffy, romantic comedy. And that's what it gave me. And I actually would watch it again once it's on DVD.
I agree with some parts of that. So I liked the way that, like, I just think there were too many things in the movie. Like, I think he was trying too many different, you know, things in the movie. Like, the animations were weird. The psychedelic thing was weird. When I first heard the story and I heard, you know, this story about these two insomniacs who meet each other and stuff, I thought it was really interesting. And I wish that had been more focused on. I know it was focused on in the show, but like, if you, it had like such a fairy tale feel that the idea of these two insomniacs meeting and even the setting and everything of that was so fairy tale like. So I don't know if you watched Penelope the movie, yes. But it's about this girl who has a pig nose, and the whole story is set up in a world that is not realistic. It's like a fairy tale. So I wanted more of that. So I wouldn't have minded more of that, but I just felt like he tried to make it realistic and then he put in all these weird psychedelic fairy tale things and it was just a mishmash of like too many things. So I'm a little disappointed, but oh. I did like the two characters. I wish he had just focused on that and just made it like a cute love story instead of like all this weird people dying, people shooting, like,
yeah,
I don't know.
I as soon as I saw the cartoon or like the, you know, initial kind of scenes, I immediately lost all expectations of realism. So for me, this was just a over the top, fun, lighthearted, kind of romantic comedy, to be honest. Like, it didn't matter what really the tools he used. Yes, I agree that he did go overboard with all the five different things, with the different accents, with all the different cartoons in there, and then all the noise or the sound effects he made. So he added a bunch in it, but for me, it didn't take away from the movie. It would have been better, I definitely agree, with a little bit more structured approach. But I thought it was fun and I would actually watch it again. So from a scale of 1 to 5, I would actually give it a 3.
I would give it a 2. And interesting note about the cartoons, I went with a bunch of friends and we talked about what we liked and what we didn't like in the movie. And one of the things we talked about is Hum Toom and how they used cartoons so well in Hum Toom. And you know, you never felt I don't know, like really like disoriented when the cartoons came on. But with this, every time something insane like that happened, like, you know, characters died and they like were laughing about it, I'm like, what is happening, you guys? Like,
For me, I hated Hum Tum. I thought Hum Tum was so, was not one of my favorite films at all. And I thought I felt like the cartoons were better than the real people in Hum Tum.
So, I mean, that may have been true.
So for me, this one at least, it was just, it was done in a way that the real life people were not overacting. I think that it created just a different sphere of kind of level of realism versus Hum Tum, where they were, all of them were overacting, including the comical cartoons.
Well, I think I disagree there, but anyway, we can agree to disagree. Yes. I would put it two. I think you can watch it if you like Alia or Shahid. I don't think it's a great story. I don't think you can, you know, if you want to watch a good movie, I don't recommend it, but obviously Paru does.
No, I would say, I mean, I don't know if you would want to go to the theater for it. I mean, if it's by you, it's easy access, go for it. But definitely DVD watch, and it's a nice date night on a Friday or a Saturday night.
Okay, so those are our reviews. We're going to play a song from the movie and come back and we will review Mai Aur Charles.
रातों के जागे सुबह मिले हैं रेशम के धागे ये सिलसिले हैं लाजमी सी लगने लगी है नजदीकियां दिखती नहीं है पर हो रही है महसूस नजदीकियां दो दिल ही जाने लगती है कितनी महफूज नजदीकियां
Welcome back. So the second movie we watched this week and we're going to review for you is Mai Aur Charles. It's based, it's kind of like a biopic, maybe not a biopic, but it is about a real person, Charles Sobhraj, who ran away from Tihar jail. And it's kind of surrounding that, the story. So it's directed by Praval Raman from Darna Mana Hai fame. So long time since we've seen him. And it has Randeep Huda, Adil Hussain and Richard Chadha.
Yes, so obviously watching Shandar first and Mai Aur Charles second, obviously probably had effects because they're totally two different genres.
Right.
But first, I loved Randeep Huda. He did a great job. The only concern I had in the whole movie was kind of the script because it was based on the Tihar jail. I mean, it did kind of talk a little bit about Charles Sobhraj when he was in Thailand, but most of it was based on the Tihar jail break, which a lot of people are aware of. But unfortunately, it's really a 10-minute story. So it kind of got prolonged a lot.
Right.
Just about that break, which I feel like there was a miss because there was something about even just the guy, Charles Sobhraj, right? Like how Randeep Huda and his almost like sensuality as well as his confidence kind of played him as a character, right? So his being the villain or the hero, whichever one you want to take, but being the killer that he was. And so they could have gone a little deeper into that. But I really, really, really liked how Randeep Huda acted. And even the police inspector, Adil Hussain, he did a good job. So obviously, just a little bit of background. Mai Aur Charles is based, it's from Adil Hussain's perspective. So that's why the name Mai Aur Charles. So he's the police inspector that he was after Randeep Huda or Charles Sobhraj. And it was very seductive in the sense of how they kind of filmed the whole thing. Obviously, it was in the 70s, so there was a lot of bell bottoms. It was kind of set in that way as well. But I honestly think Randeep Hooda would have done better with a different director, because I don't think, or the script, I don't think that just focusing on Tihar Jail was a win.
Yeah, I think I completely agree with you on everything. So Randeep Hooda was amazing. So I love him. I think he carried the movie. Anyone else would have ruined it, I feel like. So
yes.
He had that, oh my God, that sensuality. You could see all these women like falling in love with him, even though they know he's crazy and like a killer. And I think that was the interesting part of the story, because you think about all these crime thrillers that focus on the criminal, like Psycho or like Silence of the Lambs. You know, you have like these interesting characters who are all of these sociopaths or psychopaths.
Yes.
and you focus on what makes them the way they are and why they are like this and the way their mind works. So like you could see all these women falling in love with him, you could see like all of the like the way he was, but mm-hmm. you couldn't really see how his mind worked. And I think that is why the movie failed. Like it focused on the events that surrounded him, but not really him.
And yeah, and there was a lot of events that they could have gone, you know, like his, and I really, and so it's funny because I'm not a big Richa Chadha fan, not that I've seen her in many things anyway. There was a very convincing scene where she, Meera, so the background about Richa Chadha in the movie is it's a law student who falls in love with Charles Sobhraj after he is convicted, and he's Charles Sobhraj, everybody knows him. And so there's a very good scene where she tries to convince how misunderstood Charles Sobhraj really is, and how her like complete blind faith in him, right? Like completely frames up, it's just captured in her expressions and how she talks about no one can escape him, and he is you know. And there was something so real at that moment, because what that character in real life was. She was ready to fight for him regardless of all the things she knew about him.
Right, and so, yeah. And the fact that she could be, you know, played, and she knew that, and she still fell in love with him. Yeah.
And so I feel like there was that element that they could have captured in different places, almost like his interactions with all the girls that he killed or murdered. Just there's something about that, about his convincing power, that they could have explored that. Unfortunately, they didn't. And I feel like Randeep Hooda was almost there. And only if the script had a little bit more on Charles Sobhraj versus the event per se.
Right. I know that maybe the reason they couldn't do this is because it's about a real person, and they have to base it around the things that they know. They were working off of a third person's perspective.
Yes.
So you couldn't really get into the mind of Charles Sobhraj without Charles Sobhraj allowing you to, or, you know, there's liberty and you can, you know, they can be sued for
yes,
it and all of
course.
That.
Yeah.
But I would love to see, I was, the whole time I was watching this movie, I was like, I want to see Randeep Hooda in like a Psycho or an Anthony Hopkins Silence of the Lambs role, you know, because he was so silky in the way he did it.
Yes.
And I couldn't see anyone carrying it off. And I've loved Randeep Hooda since Monsoon Wedding, you know.
Yes.
So like, I just want to see him in something like that. So yeah.
And and also like I feel like exactly what you're saying is that it would have almost behooved them to not make it about Charles Sobhraj. It's almost like, you know how they do fictitious but not fictitious, right?
Right.
So
right.
I wish that they had just taken it and had the liberty to kind of play and almost hint at a Charles Sobhraj story, but not all go all the way there if they didn't have to. But one under the kudos to Randeep Hooda is his accent. So there's when he, you know, like the French and the Haryanavi accent, like he kind of mixes this together. So good. I don't know where he went and learned it, but he's
just a good actor.
Yes, he is.
And that's the thing is that I mean, I thought that he played that French accent so well. I didn't hear any of his Haryanvi. And you know how strong that is. Like,
yes.
You can hear it in his interviews. But like, I just loved how he did it, and I totally believed it, and I was never questioning it, and I questioned like everyone's accents, Priyanka Chopra's, everyone's, but like he just did it really well.
I completely agree. So on a scale of 1 to 5, I would actually give it a 3.5, just different from Shandar all the way. This is an intense story, so I would, you know, it requires time and effort, and I would hope, you know, I think the script did fall short, but I still feel that Randeep Hooda, it's worth a watch.
Yeah, definitely. I would give it a 3. And I think you watch it for Randeep Hooda because, you know, he did it so well. And you're intrigued by the script. You're intrigued through the story. It keeps you interested. You just end up wishing for more, but yes, it's still worth a watch. So 3.3 on 5, and 3.5 from Paro. So go watch it.
Yes. So we will leave you with the only music really in this film, which is Jab Chahe Mera Jadoo by Kanika Kapoor. It's a remix of the old 60s-70s song. So we leave you with that. And we'll see you next time.
Yeah.
Talk to you later. Bye. आज की रात जो होना है होने दे कोई तो बात है everybody wants you आज की रात जो होना है होने दे कोई तो बात है everybody wants